Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch, and we also heard from Ann in reference to speech pathology a little bit earlier. And now we're going to go right to Joanne Smith, who is the CEO of Planned Parenthood of Nassau County.
Yes.
So thank you very much for coming and welcome.
Well, thank you, John and Ann. I'm so thrilled to be here this morning. And when I first received the invitation, for which I was very grateful, I thought, I'm going to have some interesting things to talk about with senior citizens. I am one myself, and I'm thrilled to be able to talk about Planned Parenthood today with you.
Good. There was something in the paper this morning.
Oh, yes.
You saw it?
Oh, yes.
the Reagan era abortion revived.
Yes.
And that's what I had to just look for. I said, I knew I saw it, and I said, oh, Joanne's coming on.
Oh, my goodness,
But before we go there,
yes,
I always like to know, how did you get involved in Planned Parenthood?
Luck.
Okay.
Luck. I was looking for a job. I was always a supporter, and I learned about this position. It was not the CEO. It was a fundraising position in which I had a lot of experience, and I got the job. And this will be my 20th year in July at Planned Parenthood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I am the luckiest person in the world because I see every day the value that Planned Parenthood has to the people in our community. So I say luck, and I'm so grateful for that.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, it is. It is. So today, and I learned this last night, but today the Trump-Pence administration is going to announce a domestic gag rule, which is an outrageous abomination and will just be disastrous for the people, millions of women around the country who will no longer have access, if this goes through, to free or low-cost birth control, which they can get at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is about preventive services, and we do amazing work, and with senior citizens, people say, I called a donor once years ago to thank her for this wonderful gift, and her housekeeper answered the phone, and she said, well, Mrs. So-and-so, she doesn't need Planned Parenthood. And I said, well, she may not need Planned Parenthood, but I'm calling to thank her for a gift, but we all have, and I'm a senior citizen myself, so I have children, I have grandchildren. And the work we do is certainly on behalf of them. But we have three locations throughout the county. Our main headquarters are in Hempstead. We have a facility in Glen Cove and one in Massapequa. And we are your local gynecologist. The difference between us and your local gynecologist is that we're open from 9 until 9. We're open on Saturdays. We provide free or low-cost health care to anyone who comes through our doors, regardless of their ability to pay. And the health care is so high quality. And in addition... Yeah, go ahead.
So a woman...
Yes.
...can go to Planned Parenthood...
Yes.
...just say for 10 years, never see a gynecologist because she's seeing it at Planned Parenthood?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. We are your local gynecologist for all reproductive health care. That's the majority of what we do.
I thought it was more advice. I didn't realize you actually had doctors on staff.
No, absolutely. No, we provide... again, we start out with birth control and pap tests and cancer screenings for breast and testicular cancer screenings for men, by the way, which is very important. We do testing and screening for sexually transmitted infections. And that's where I'm just going to say this. Any senior citizen who is lucky enough to be having sex, come to Planned Parenthood because we will test you and make sure that you can make sure that you're safe and that you know that you do not have a sexually transmitted infection. We also provide prenatal care. And yes, we do provide abortion care because women will always need abortions. And regardless if we had perfect health care and regardless of whether we had sex ed in all the schools, there's always going to be a need for safe and legal abortion. And we're speaking of education, we have the best education programs mainly in at-risk school districts such as Hempstead, where the teen pregnancy rate is much higher than the norm in other cities and in Nassau County. So We are there every day providing, that's where we do provide information. You know, knowledge is power,
right,
John.
Okay.
And with knowledge and information, people can make informed decisions. That's what we're about, making informed decisions.
And having the right to do it.
I
have three daughters, so I'm very much...
And
so I'm considered a senior, but that's not the point.
Yes.
It's your children and your grandchildren.
That is correct.
It's their right.
That is correct. No. And that's something that Planned Parenthood advocates on behalf of as well. Again, with this implementation of a domestic gag rule, it will preclude any Planned Parenthood who receives federal dollars from Title 10, which is the nation's family planning program. It's interesting. I don't think people know this, but back in 1970, Richard Nixon signed into law Title 10. And what was that? That was to provide free family planning services to women,
okay.
To women who could not afford birth control otherwise. And I'm going to tell you, it was probably not out of the goodness of their hearts that they did this, but they did it for economic reasons. And why is that? Because people know that if women have the ability to plan and space the number and size of their family, that they're going to be healthier, that their families are going to be healthier, and that their communities are going to be healthier, and that the economic power of the community is going to be bigger and greater, because women, and now are what, 55% of the workforce?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that mainly? It's because of birth control, quite frankly.
Right.
It really is. So that's what this is. This is so draconian. This is taking people back to an age of saying that you don't have control over your body, and that's just.
So now, what specifically is this that's going to happen?
A domestic gag rule. A domestic gag rule.
You can't give.
So
if you get the money from the Fed, you cannot tell a person where to go.
What this domestic gag rule will do is preclude any organization like Planned Parenthood that receives Title 10 dollars,
okay,
which is the nation's family planning program, for free or low-cost birth control and, well, you know, preventive services, from receiving an abortion at Planned Parenthood, from us even talking about abortion. It's required right now under Title 10 to provide women all of their options. You know, women come into us and they say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And so we tell them, you have a lot of options. You have a lot of options. You can become a parent. You can go into our prenatal program, become a parent. You can bring the pregnancy to term. You can have you can give the baby up for adoption, or you can choose to terminate the pregnancy. Whatever, it's your choice. That will no longer be able to happen under this domestic gag rule. It will strip funding from all the Planned Parenthoods and any organization that, again, has Title 10 funding and also provides abortion services and other organizations as well.
Joanne, I have a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
First thing is, you said that your organization does not have gynecologists?
Oh, that is what we are. We are your local gynecologist.
Okay, so explain to me, what kind of background does the person, let's say, that's going to do some of this testing, which has normally fallen within the realms of the medical field?
They're all medical providers.
Oh, they are medical.
Oh, absolutely.
I wanted the clarity.
Yes, we are your local gynecologist.
So on staff, are medical?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because I sort of misunderstood that part.
And you and I are not providing the services,
right.
I can assure you.
Right.
No, we have licensed professionals. We have medical doctors. We have nurse practitioners, all fully licensed, fully qualified professionals, health professionals who provide all of our services.
So is one of the large considerations the fact that, let's say, I don't have any medical insurance.
Correct.
Or I am unable to pay,
yes,
whatever fees it would,
yes,
cost me to go to a gynecologist.
Correct.
Do I get all this service?
Yes.
By coming to you?
Yes, for free. Yes, that is true.
Does everyone qualify, or
no,
must you,
no,
not?
No, not everybody. Not everybody would qualify, but anybody who cannot afford to pay for our services will definitely qualify. If you have insurance, you're going to use your insurance.
And they should.
Right. If you have Medicaid, then Medicaid is a great provider. So if you have Medicaid managed care, of course you will use that kind of insurance. But if you are, and we have about a quarter, we serve roughly 13,000 individuals at Planned Parenthood each year.
In Nassau?
In Nassau County, yes. Oh. In about 28,000 visits annually. So we provide those women and men who come to us with about a quarter of them are eligible for our sliding fee scale.
Oh, so with or without insurance,
oh, absolutely.
You do not close a door on anyone.
That's correct, Anne. Thank you for clarifying
that. No, I just wasn't 100%.
I appreciate that because we are, I mean, I use Planned Parenthood, full disclosure, because, you know why? Because, first of all, it's very convenient. if I want to have a pap test, I'll go to Planned Parenthood. Our board members go to Planned Parenthood. Because, as I said, we are your local gynecologist. We just happen to be extraordinarily available. The service is phenomenally excellent.
This
healthcare,
is so enlightening.
I didn't know enough about it.
I didn't either.
No.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Then,
honestly, you know, you think you know something. You read a little bit. And,
of course.
But you have no idea sometimes. And that's
and
the
again,
problem with not getting the word out there.
Yes. Well, woman care is really important. And for many of our patients, we're the only people they go to because they don't. They're pretty healthy. And I really don't go to. I mean, I will go to a doctor when I broke my wrist. Okay, had to go to a doctor
for that.
But otherwise, I'm pretty healthy. And Planned Parenthood, we do breast screenings, so I know right then and there if they feel a lump, they will then refer me to a specialist. I have my well woman exam there, my preventive well woman exam.
Are they doing mammographies there?
We do not do mammographies, but we do give you referrals for it. And through another program that we work with under, it's called Sisters United in Health, and it's with the Adelphi Breast Health Preventive Program. We have relationships with the cancer screening programs at the local hospitals where we can make sure that you go in for, again, a free mammography. So we don't provide them, but we will refer you to a doctor to do so, or to a place to wherever it might be, to a screening facility, or have you hook up with one of our cancer screening programs.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Oh,
you're listening
sorry.
No, it's perfect. No, we're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.